Caribou Liquor sits on the edge of the seawall facing the Kuskokwim River. Many people say it's the nicest part of town, or that it used to be.
I can watch the Cusco 300 from my porch. I see the boats coming and going, the barges. I mean, it's the coolest thing about living here. And I see it just getting ruined now.
Brandon Leary lives just a few doors down from Caribou Liquor. He's been in Bethel for over 40 years. And he says a lot has changed since the store has opened.
You got to keep everything locked up nowadays. I mean, I've had people sleeping in my truck. I've had people out on my deck. I've had people drinking in my yard.
Walking along the river used to be the thing to do. But now, Leary says, it's not safe. And it's not just Leary's opinion. Police Chief Burke Waldron says the impacts of liquor stores in Bethel are well documented.
I mean, the numbers are clear. When there's liquor store or liquor stores open in Bethel, the police department has more calls.
But Waldron doesn't blame Caribou Liquor.
They're permitted, licensed business doing what the law allows them to do. So, like I said, they're going at times above and beyond what they're required to do to try to minimize some of the impact.
Caribou says it limits customers to 3 bottles a day, cards everyone that comes in, and employs a security guard in the evenings. General Manager Todd Perez says these voluntary measures make all the difference.
I think that you always have to prove your worthiness in whatever city you're in or whatever business you're in.
Some people want Caribou to prove its worthiness beyond Bethel. Bottles often travel to dry communities like Akiak. Akiak Tribal Police Officer Kenneth Andrews says all the villages along the river feel the impact of Bethel's liquor store.
There's been more deaths from all the other communities, even ours.
And Andrews blames Bethel for selling alcohol.
They're not worried about the other communities. They're just worried about themselves down there.
But in Bethel, some people just want a beer after work. And they ask, where's the harm in that? Patrick Ayers, who's checking out at Caribou, is one of those people.
What did you get at the store today?
I bought a 12-pack of beer. Because it's salsa night. I'm taking salsa dancing lessons. You got to have a beer or two before class to loosen up a little bit.
The contrast between seemingly harmless fun and tragedy and death is startling. But along the Kuskokwim River, both can be outcomes fueled by alcohol. And for now, Caribou Traders is the only legal liquor store around. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.